Well, Rosemary, I've been reflecting not only this week but for many weeks about land care and how the effectiveness and the efficiency and the recognition of land care over the last 5 or 6 years has been slowly diminished, and its recognition within the general community seems to be going in a downward path.
What's the source of that? Familiarity breeds contempt?
Well, look, familiarity breeds contempt. That may well be the issue with governments around Australia, that they've got too used to land care. But I think that what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years is that governments have made a range of promises to the land care community about what they can do and what they can't do and the amounts of money that are available. And when it comes to see that money or that action, significant amounts of money, half the funding's been gone. And what funding's been left? The bulk of that has now been devolved to the regional bodies to disperse that money for a range of projects. Those regions, believe it or not, gobble up half that funding in wages alone. So for the wages alone to deliver natural resource management in Tasmania is about $4 million and about 60 staff. It's an enormous amount of money.
What makes you think, though, local land care groups and farmers could do more with that, without this sort of prioritised strategic NRM approach?
Look, the regional process is meant to be strategic and it is meant to be prioritised. The first thing I'd say there is that the regional bodies in Australia have not been able to demonstrate consistently across the landscape measurable outcomes. They measure the outputs and they use a process called a Merry Monitoring and Evaluation System, and that only measures process and the outputs, not outcomes. And after you've had a national program for so long, you would think by now that you would have had those national outcomes, and there's plenty of research that shows that that's not about. But the other thing that we have to remember as farmers is farmers actually spend each year $3 billion annually on natural resource management issues, and that's something that's not recognised. People don't understand that because they're not told about it. So the largest investors in natural resource management and land care are the farmers at their own back. But to bring it down to something into our home environment, let me use a case study that Tamer NRM did with the Tamer Valley branch of the Tasmanian Farmers and Grazers Association and the University of New England. And they sampled in the Tamer Valley, which is 10% of the agricultural land in the state, 6.3% of farmers. And they deliver $519,000 of public good NRM outcomes to the community. It's out of their own pocket. If you extrapolate that out to 100% of the Tamer Valley, it's $8.2 million that the farmers in the Tamer Valley are contributing out of their own pocket to land care funding or natural resource management funding. When you then extrapolate those exact same things out of the NRM North's annual report, they're only contributing $3.1 million. So it's an enormous difference. NRM, through Australian government funding, and contributing $3.1 million in cash, remembering a lot of that's gobbled up by wages anyway, but the farmers out of their own back is $8.2 million. A huge, huge difference.
2 years ago, there was a major land care review. There were consultations here and all around the country. Why hasn't that delivered these sort of reforms? Would another review make the difference you want?
Well, absolutely. The problem is that the past reviews that the government have done have never really been asking the right questions, and they've never been properly independent because they've always had an influence of the government. And in the reviews, which we've had plenty of them, even in 2011, one that could be perhaps called independent was the H.C. Coombs Policy Review, which was looking at the Caring for Our Country initiative. If you go through that, and believe it or not, if you exclude 20% of the submissions that happened to come from the regional bodies around Australia, there was not a lot of strong support for the present model. And that was back in 2011, Rose. We're now in 2016, and we've still got the same problems, just being added on each year.
So beating the drum about this isn't working, what is the solution?
Well, the solution is that there needs to be an independent review of the whole natural resource management process. We need to be looking at, is it cost effective, is it efficient? We need to be looking at the governance arrangements for the whole process. We need to be looking at how we capture and measure our successes and failures, and we should always be looking at our failures. We need to be using consistent methods to monitor and evaluate the whole program. And indeed, I think that there's a really good opportunity for Tasmania to poke its head right up forward and say that we want to trial some really new methods. I mean, the first question, I think, when you're reviewing anything is, will the world stop if you stop using what you've got now? So I'm suggesting that part of the review process should be, do we need the regional bodies in Tasmania? why can't we have a coordinating body like we did in the NHT days and let the farmers and everyone else get on with business and do what they do well?